take up where we left.
Okay, let me adjust the volume a little bit. Yeah.
Let's put this.
Alright.
Well.
Okay.
About like that, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Alright, ma'am.
Where I guess you marked it, I don't know.
Yes, we were talking about when you have a lot of mules and horses and cows and pigs, etc. What do you call all those?
I call them farm animals.
Farm animals, do you use any other words for them? We mentioned stock.
Stock, yeah. Stock. The stock.
Any other words?
No, I think not for a lot of animals.
When you have a lot of hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, what do you call all of those? You say, I'm going to feed, or we have a lot of what here?
I'm feed the, my brains. Now let's see.
Yeah,
feed
the.
Thanks, Dora. They're not birds, but they are what?
Chickens.
Chickens,
uh-huh.
And what else? What's another one? Okay, let's come back to that. A hen on a nest is called what kind of
hen? Setting hen.
Okay. What did you ever think of the word for a female sheep?
You?
You, that's right. And what do you do to horses or cows, etc., when you sterilize them?
Castrate. Got that.
All right. What do you call the house that the chickens live in?
Chicken house.
Any other word that you use?
Well, yes, we used to call them chicken house, a Buddha house, a hen house. We had all three of those.
What about the word coop?
Well, now, we did have that, but that is different. We put a hen that has just hatched a brood of biddies
into the
coop, and so she won't be in the chicken house where the others will kill the biddies.
Oh,
that's what that coop was used for.
I see. So the coop was a little bit different.
Different from the hen house, the chicken house, or the brooder house. It was different, yes.
I see.
Oh, that's wonderful. I feel
thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah, that feels good. All right. What did you think of the term that you call the hairs on a hog?
Bristle.
Bristle, okay. All right, let's see. Turn this up.
You see, I tell you, I was distracted a good bit because I knew that she was going to sleep, and I knew that she was taking
but
up your time,
there, right.
And I knew what your mother was doing down here, going crazy.
Right.
So
it's best.
My mind didn't work.
We just get along. All right, when you have the part of a chicken, you know, that has two bones, and sometimes
chicken,
you
put a bone.
All right. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? You know, like the lizard, the gizzard, and
giblets. Giblets, whichever they call it.
Okay. Any other words you use for that?
Well, liver and... No, I believe not. Giblets or giblets, so...
Did you happen to use chitlins or pluck?
Honey. Oh, wait a minute, my dear. Chitlins don't go with chickens, darling. They go with hogs.
Is that right? All right, tell me about that. I'd like to know about it, because... it has chickens down here. I'd like to know how
well,
to
now chickens do have chitlins, of course, but you do not eat those. Well, now, when you kill hogs, now, when we killed hogs, Mama had several of the nigger women to come in from the farms, and they would take these out and into them, and then they would take them and scrape them and get them real clean and soak them in salty water a while, and then put them on our sausage mill and grind the meat and stuff them into these chitlins, we call them. And then some of the smaller ones were not used for that. They were used for the table. A lot of people would save them and clean them real good and eat them.
Yes,
they say you can buy them today, but I've never eaten. I don't eat that kind of food. But anyhow, there was two kinds. The
and
smaller
what,
ones and the larger ones.
Do you remember what they called them?
Yes, they were called chitlins.
The whole thing was called
business. Called little chitlins and big chitlins. Yes, I did.
And it referred to hogs.
Hogs. Probably. Didn't refer to chickens as I know of.
That you used.
Oh, no.